I was reading a passage from Revelation a couple of days ago when I thought of this. Something caught my eye. You know, God promises his faithful a place with him in heaven. And in Revelation 21, verses 6 and 7, he says, I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. That's something we should keep in mind for the Mayfest. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Him who thirsts, he who overcomes, his God, my son. They're all gender-neutral words from the original Greek. And the translators could have just as accurately said, I will give to the fountain of the water of life freely to those who thirst. They that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be their God, and they shall be my children. But throughout the Bible, the water of life represents mankind's salvation. The one who thirsts for the water of life is the one who diligently seeks the Lord. But in Revelation 21:8, God describes the fate of those who are not diligently seeking the redemption that the Lord offers. He says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And most of the descriptions in this last verse that I just read are easily seen by us as the type of person that we do not want to be and the traits that we should be avoiding as Christians. This evening I want to focus on the one that has a tendency to sneak up on us. At least that's been my experience. The one that many people don't fully understand the seriousness of, perhaps until it's too late. The one that the devil just loves to dangle in front of us. And it's no wonder the devil loves it so much, because he's the father of it. He does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, he speaks a lie. He speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Remember, all liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, along with the others. A liar is deceitful. A lie is false. False teachers are liars who make every attempt they can to deceive us. Yet Proverbs 30, verses 5 through 6, declares this wisdom. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. So do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar. And we often hear people talk about how they're trying to find the meaning of life. I know I searched for that for a long, long time before I became a Christian. But where do they go in search of such a thing? Where do we go to find out the truth? Did you squeeze him? Personally, I like to go to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, beginning in chapter 1, John writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, he states, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And he's writing, of course, about Jesus, the Christ. So what does the Word full of grace and truth teach us? Well, we read in John 8, 31 through 32, that during Christ's ministry on earth, Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And later on, in John 14, 6, Jesus said to his disciple Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus even prayed in John chapter 17 for his disciples of that day, the ones he was with then, and he prayed for all of us in the future who would believe. He prayed, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. You were purified, were consecrated to God, and made free from the guilt of sin through God's truth, his word. And God's word is truth. And God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When we come to the knowledge of the truth, the truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. We read that in Proverbs 12:19. Those who hold on to God's word hold on to truth, and those who do not hold on to God's word are holding on to a lie. The opposite of truth is a lie. And we learn in Revelation 21:8 that there will be no liars in heaven. 1 John 1:10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God, a liar, and his word is not in us. In Romans 3:24, Paul teaches that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the human nature. And the consequences of sin are spelled out by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 59, verse 2. He says, but your iniquities, your sins, have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So does that mean that we're all doomed because we have at one time or another, since we become Christians, not exactly told the truth or followed the truth? It's not so, according to the truth in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. It's a continuing action for a faithful Christian. So heed the wisdom of Proverbs 23:23, and buy the truth, do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. If you're already a Christian and walk in the light according to the truth of God's word, then you're on the right path. If you're not a Christian, in order to buy the truth, you must become a Christian by obeying the gospel of Christ. Through God's word, we must hear the truth. We must believe the truth, repent of our old ways, and confess that Jesus is the Son of God and that he raised him from the dead. Then we must be baptized to have our sins washed away, just like the Bible tells us. And one aspect of heaven that I look forward to is that everything that everyone tells you there will be true, because there are no liars in heaven. Wouldn't that be so much better than the company one will be keeping in the lake of fire and brimstone described in Revelation? It's important that each of us, from time to time, take a close look at ourselves. It's easy to be tempted when we hear something that sounds good, but is it the truth? We know it's the truth if it's from God. How do we treat the truth in our own lives? Do you need to obey the gospel tonight? Do you need any help overcoming the temptation of the devil that separates us from God? Well, whatever your need, if you're listening on the internet, I invite you to contact us. If you're here tonight, I invite you to come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.